hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we have our Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza play to premiere here for you today. Now, first things first, I apologize in advance. And secondly, just remember that we've taken care of all the business in hour one. So this hour is really for our own amusement. And to help me out with today's Crapstravaganza presentation, I have none other than Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, and, of course, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. Guys, how are you?
Doing great, Greg.
Okay, I hear someone has a beverage. Ooh, I'm assuming that's Santa. Yes.
Hey, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you. One time out of the year, well, maybe twice since we had you on last week as well, but that we allow you into the studio, out of the gutter, in front of the studio, and bring you in and welcome you in for the holidays and let you participate in some of the Christmas festivities we have here at Scuba Radio. So, Santa, I welcome you with open arms and a gas mask accordingly. So, that urine and booze that you smell of is whew, yeah, really, this is a place for a stick-up, all I can say. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody smells like anything other than candy canes and happiness.
Okay, if you say so. I'm not so sure that's what I'm smelling. But regardless, we got a lot to cover today, as well as explaining what exactly is going on with Captain Patrick. Now, first of all, Captain Patrick is from the World of Boating radio show, and he is the one who started writing these Christmas plays for us about, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. This is like the third or fourth one that we've done. And I don't know, he has way too much time on his hands for whatever reason and writes up these crazy stories that he wants us to perform on the radio. So that's what we're going to do today. And they are very twisted. Last 2 years, I don't know if... I don't know what these things turned into, but they are strange at the bare minimum. Will you back me up on that, Jimmy? What do you think?
I don't know if I could back you up on that, Greg. Well, bizarre than anything, right?
If the fact that Jimmy the Bubble Boy plays the role of Jacqueline Bisset from The Deep, I think it pretty much nails it right there, that they're a little bit in the twisted category of screenplays.
A little gender bending.
Yeah, maybe okay. That's what he's going for. I don't know. But Captain Patrick has a very creative mind, I think.
Santa is down.
Yes, he is down, and, he's in the gutter, kind of, too. But he obviously
I want to talk to Jacqueline.
You're going to talk to him, or talk to her, I guess, later
Santa,
on.
Santa, what did you get me?
Oh, Lola. Hello, hello.
Okay, well, there's a little teaser. And once again, I apologize in advance. But Captain Patrick wrote this monstrosity that we're about to present to the world. And it's, it's just a little off. I don't know if he had a drug issue back in the day and that's what led to this. But, hey, I'll let everyone judge for themselves. It's fun to do, though, is it not, guys? You'll back me up on this right?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, and Jerry the Diver Guy is with us today, and he actually is playing a role on the Christmas Crapstravaganza. I told Patrick to write him a part in for the show today, but he really didn't have time to until he was on his way into the studio last week and decided to crash his motorcycle and put himself out of commission. So what we did, we took Jerry the Diver Guy, and he's going to actually take Captain Patrick's role today on the Christmas Crap Extravaganza. And Jerry, I got to say, you know, going through all the you know, the pre-show prep for this thing, and you did a spectacular job on that. I really look forward to your performance. Are you pumped or what?
All I can say is I hope I made Captain Patrick proud.
Yes.
Either that or it ain't going to be good.
Well, no, I think you did, or you will. I have no doubt. And, you know, he's on so many painkillers right now. I don't think he would even know if you, you know, whacked him over the head with a hammer. So you're good.
Hey, and listen, I hope. If a woman can play Peter Pan,
yeah,
then Jerry can play a Captain Patrick.
Okay, I'm sure.
That's Captain, a good point.
Captain Patrick would appreciate that as well.
I'll drink to that.
Now, let's explain, too. I mean, we're joking around a little bit, but literally last Saturday before we did our radio show for the World of Boating, and which is right before Scuba Radio, Captain Patrick was on his way to the studio and literally had a motorcycle accident and really beat himself up pretty good. I mean, he's lucky to be alive, so we are thankful for that. And so, you know, we joke, but we kid and stuff, but, you know, we're kind of glad he's still around. And so there's a little bit of it's not really a cloud over today's Christmas Crap Extravaganza. If anything, it's turned into maybe more incentive to do a better job. You think, guys? You think?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
We're more motivated to actually perform at our top level.
It's a tribute. A tribute to Captain Patrick.
It is.
And we're going to give 110%.
We're going to give. The way you say it, the way you present it there, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, makes me have no faith whatsoever in how this is about to transpire. But, hey, you know, he'll have to take what he gets. And, you know, you guys can follow along at home and have fun with us as well. And just know that really we're doing this to amuse ourselves. Are we not? It's like our Scuba Radio Christmas office party. This is kind of part of it.
We give it our all.
Yeah, we do give it our all with Jerry the Diver Guy.
Even when we have none to give.
And we, you know, not only do we have the incentive of Captain Patrick's, you know, accident and the fact that he couldn't hit the part that he wrote for himself, you know, on the show today, and Jerry the Diver Guy is going to fill in, but Jerry also brought spring water for everyone to kind of get us over the hump as
Yay!
Well. So we're feeling good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now, also, Jerry is actually coming down to South Florida. You know, we're based out of Orlando. I'm going to meet him down there at the Winterfest Boat Parade. You're going to do some diving this weekend, right, Jerry? Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
And you hope to accomplish what exactly?
Make it back home alive.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about the Christmas play and once people recognize you and want to take you out or anything like that. No, I'm talking about the diving. You're actually doing some dive instruction down there in South Florida, right?
Yes, we are. We are going to do an open water class and an advanced class.
Okay. And then you're going to join me on a boat with Jeff, or Captain Cocktail, Jeff there at South Florida Diving Headquarters, and we're going to be in the Winterfest Boat Parade. Are you game? Are you ready?
I'm game.
Are you going to take on the role as Captain
you're
Patrick?
Okay.
We'll leave that off the air, okay, Santa? Let's just save that for one of those special conversations you have when he sits on your lap. Let's focus on this Winterfest Boat Parade. Now, when we meet up down there, are you going to play the role as Captain Patrick in the Winterfest Boat Parade in Fort Lauderdale or as Jerry the Diver Guy? Or do we have any clue? Do we have any idea?
It depends on how much spring water we consume afterwards.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, it'd actually be during, probably, because
Greg.
Uh-oh.
No, that's boating safety.
Yeah, it is boating safety. We have a captain that'll take care of that. It is Captain Cocktail, which doesn't really sound very safe
either.
Well,
then let's drink up.
Okay, and all this drinking, obviously, is piquing the interest of Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. So, Santa, what is your question?
Well, I was going to say, Jerry can be the captain. And Greg, you could be Tennille.
Oh, brother.
Because love will keep you together.
Okay, well, thank you. Brother.
And I will draw the chart, sailing into destiny.
Okay, Bubble Boy will be our chart plotter. I don't know. We got to get some diving in here while we're down there before the parade. Because once the parade starts and all the boats start parading up and down the intercoastal waterways of Fort Lauderdale, there isn't going to be a whole lot of diving going on.
Look out.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be people. I mean, it's actually quite a spectacular view. It's the biggest, you know, Christmas light boat parade in the world, I believe. And actually, I've been invited to be on the lead boat, guys. So, you know, we'll get a pretty good vantage point, be able to report back on how that went next week on the big show.
So, you're on the first boat.
That is, I have been asked to be in the lead boat or be on the lead boat.
So, Greg, this makes you literally the little man in the boat.
Wear your Aquaman outfit, Greg.
Well, yeah. I could do that, but...
You can play Gilligan.
I could play Gilligan. And you're the skipper, I guess.
And I'm Ginger.
Oh, God.
You're the boat.
Oh, God help us. Christmas Crepe Extravaganza 2014. More coming up.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
Nasty.
One that will make my dayline start to show.
You're absolutely gorgeous, but your voice isn't gorgeous.
Where my only mission is to get you to listen to Greggy on with Scuba Radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
You've got a lot of nerve, honey.
With every mouthpiece that I bite.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Be my next dive buddy and be Mr. Right.
Please, Mr. Right Now.
Oh, my God.
that.
And may all your Christmases be bright.
This is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
If you be naughty, maybe I'll show up under your tree.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about that, but she will definitely show up on the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza literally moments from now. And guys, have you taken out your earplugs? It's safe now.
Yeah. Is she here yet?
Yeah, she's here. She's back in the green room getting ready for her
performance. Well, she needs to come sit on old St. Nick's lap.
Yeah, you know, that might actually be part of the, that might be in the script today. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
I don't know if Captain Patrick wrote in a love scene with Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, but it could happen.
Well, some of the best movies are made from ad-libbing.
Okay, so you'd like her to improv this, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying Santa needs a little tongue.
Okay.
To make it authentic.
Uh-huh, all right. Well, I don't know about that.
None of that fake kissing like...
Okay. Well, obviously, the spring water is starting to kick in that Jerry the Diver Guy brought down to the studio today for this little Christmas play we're about to do. Now, Jerry, once again, is filling in for the part of Captain Patrick. So he literally, I don't know, you're kind of a stand-in because he had this motorcycle accident and couldn't perform today. So are you up for the part, Jerry? Are you excited? If it entails a love scene with Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, or Jerry the or Jimmy the Bubble Boy, are you okay with this or what?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. Oh, yes. He didn't seem to have an issue either way.
No problem there.
All right, good. He's willing to take one for the team.
Everyone likes to watch.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Is that your Jacqueline Bisset there, Jerry? I mean, Jimmy? Jimmy the Bubble Boy?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I love to watch.
All right, so maybe it's Jacqueline Bisset and Captain Patrick have a scene together, and maybe they can get their
double
freak on.
Team.
Okay.
Well, he's no Nick Nolte.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
You know, I can be anybody with spring water.
How much would it take? Like a half an inch from a mason jar, and that would do the trick? Is that about all it takes?
Better get the gallon out.
A gallon. Okay. Well, he's got a good look at Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and evidently it takes more than I thought.
No. It's Greg, I'm telling you, it's like beer goggles, only spring water is like a spring water monocle.
Okay.
Because you go blind in one eye.
Right. Right. Well,
you look like the guy in a peanut jar.
A peanut That's jar? Right. What the heck is wrong with you?
Yeah, is a glass on his eye.
Will you just put the eggnog down already? Will you, Drunken
Santa?
Oh,
this ain't no eggnog.
Yeah, obviously. I can tell. But, you know, this is a special moment in time for us. This is kind of like our office Christmas party. And once again, Patrick writes these plays every year. We perform them at Christmas time. And a lot of people ask the question, why? All I can say is I have no idea.
Hey, Greg.
But we do it for our own amusement and because we don't have nothing else to do. It keeps us off the street at night, maybe. I don't know. That's the best excuse I got. Yes, Drunken Santa.
Do we have time for a song?
Okay, I guess. Why? What do you want to say?
I don't have the whole thing worked out. It's just, you know... Just the rough skeleton.
Okay.
But I think it could really, really be something special.
All right, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Silverbacks.
Silverbacks. Okay.
It's Christmas time for gorillas. Tear you up.
What, did you just watch Planet of the Apes or something? What is?
They're really, really strong.
Okay, just cut him off. Just stand over there in the corner, and when we call your part, you'll play it, okay?
Okay.
We got to set the scene here, guys. This is the office Christmas party. We're halfway in it. Captain Patrick has the stage, and once again, Jerry the Diver Guy is playing the role of Captain Patrick. That's the scene, and you take it in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Greg, what's the chances of us getting out of here after the gift exchanges?
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because I need you two yo-yos to get the podcast up and square the studio away.
And then we can go?
Not hardly. We still have Scuba Radio to do, and then we're going to pre-record an additional 6 hours of radio. I want the shows to be perfect. Every single aspect must be tightly controlled and meet my exacting personal specifications.
6 hours? That's insane!
That's right, Bill. It's insane. Now get moving, you two. I'll be in my fortress of solitude looking over some Scuba Radio Mermaid porn. Prospects, yeah.
Fortress of Solitude.
Mermaid porn? Really? Bill, do they have that?
Hey, and don't forget to polish my chrome diver down flag valve stem caps on my HHR.
But Greg, it's Christmas Eve.
Gee, really, Captain? Duh. I mean, look, the heck with Christmas. Do you think I built the overpoured entertainment radio empire consisting of Just Plain Radio, World of Boating, and Scuba Radio by stopping work for every trivial holiday that came along? Do you?
Is that a trick question?
What?
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 Let's just get to the gift exchange so we can wrap this thing up. What'd you all get me?
Well, seeing as how you gave us a list, I went ahead and got you the tickets to see the Rolling Stones on their European tour.
Front row center?
Yes.
Backstage pass, including the meet and greet?
Yes.
First class airline tickets, 5-star hotel, and some spending cash?
Yeah, Greg. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Shut up. Okay, Captain Patrick, you're up.
Okie dokie. I got you that lock of Jacques Cousteau's hair you wanted.
You moron! I put that on the list as a joke. What the heck is wrong with you?
But
two butts don't make an ass. But in your case, I'll make an exception. And seeing how you went through all that trouble, I'll take the lock of hair. You took pictures to prove that you indeed got it from his, remains, right?
That poor man.
Awesome. I love Christmas. Okay, we got to pay some bills, and then we'll be back with more from the Scuba Radio Player's rendition of Scuba Scrooge Duh. Part of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So what? Your gift. So, okay, let's see. Bill, I got you this pre-stained Key West Tiki Bar t-shirt, size small. And for Captain Patrick, here's a couple of ketchup packets and a slightly used wet nap. Merry Christmas, you two.
Thanks, Greg.
Nothing is too good for you guys. So I'm heading to my office for a few. I'll be back in about an hour. Clean up all this stupid wrapping paper, would you?
Do you believe that guy? Was he always like that?
No. There was a time when a part of his body wasn't two sizes too small, but that was a long time ago, as I recall. His time in corporate radio has turned his soul black, and from that, sadly, there is no turning back. Greg's only remaining joy, it seems, is making us work around the clock. Work, 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 until we hear the morning crow of a huge feathered cock. So come on, my friend, and let us not dally or dilly, for that would be quite silly. Let's clean up, up, up. You over here and me over there, and maybe we can finish before we go back on the air. You grab a broom and I'll get the trash, and if we work together, we can kick some ass.
Seuss-a-sly, Bill? So, what do you think he's doing in there?
Well, if I know Greg, he's probably pouring himself a mug of vintage Scuba Radio wine, and then he'll probably take a quick nap.
That's stupid.
Now, I'm just going to pour myself a mug of this vintage Scuba Radio wine and take a quick nap. Quick nap. Greg! What the what? Oh, holy night. Drunken Santa, is that really you?
Yes, Greg, it's me. I, Drunken Santa, the beloved radio character that you had killed off when my popularity began to eclipse your own.
What? Killed off? Are you crazy? I didn't kill you off. Do you have any idea how much money I make from the Drunken Santa merchandise?
Look, it says right here in the script that you had me killed off, and you know how touchy Captain Patrick is about what he writes for these crap extravaganzas. So let's just go with that, okay? Hey, and not to change the subject, but What was that thing you were saying about Drunken Santa merchandise?
Nothing. You know, you look like you, but you don't sound like you.
Believe me, I'm me, okay?
I'm not buying it. You said sack of Yuletide laundry detergent?
Oh, yeah? Well, this should cheer you up. Want to tickle my Christmas balls?
Wow, it's really you! And on that disturbing note, we'll take a quick break and come back with more of our play as part of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Oh, 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 and a bottle of rum. Santa's run off to the Caribbean. A week in the tropics and he'll be all right. Sporting a tan as he rides out of sight. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Good night.
Well, this should cheer you up. Want to tickle my Christmas balls?
Wow, it's really you. But why the sober voice?
You only gave Captain Patrick so much time to pull off this radio play, and if I did all the lines he wrote for me with a drunken voice, we'd be here for like 6 hours.
6 hours? Say, that's about the same amount of time that I...
Look, Greg, why don't you just close that oversized donut holder of yours so I can tell you why I'm here.
Residual checks?
Yeah, right. No, I'm here all ghost-like to let you know that you'll be visited by three more phantom menaces tonight. The ghosts of past scuba dives, present scuba dives, and Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze? Really? Well, that's kind of cool. I wonder if I could get a lock of his hair.
Yeah, idiot. I was kidding about Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
The last visit will be the ghost of future scuba dives.
Oh, I get it. This is like that story Stephen King wrote, Pet Sematary, right?
Yeah, just go with that.
Hey, y'all. This is the Scuba Cowboy along with the Scuba Radio Players coming at you with the 2014 Christmas Crap Extravaganza production of Scuba Scrooge. Duh.
Wow, that was the strangest dream. Actually, the one where I was a high school science teacher that started cooking meth was pretty screwed up. Still, that was weird. Guess I'll head out into the studio and check on Bill and that other guy. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. Why are the lights off?
I turned them off, Greggy.
Who's there? I can't see you.
Who do you think it is with this ridiculous, yeah, rapturous, ravishing accent, huh?
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. Is it really you?
Of course it's me, Greggy.
What are you doing here?
I'm the ghost of past scuba dives.
You're kidding, right? I hate to tell you this, Kelly, but you're not dead, so you can't be a ghost.
Look, Greggy, a girl who has to buy sexy lingerie and is delayed. And if you got me some more mermaid modeling gigs, I wouldn't have had to take this crap acting job. Have you read this script?
I'm confused.
Maybe this will help you.
Whoa.
How do you like these melons?
My God, they're perfect.
I know. I picked them up from the supermarket on the way to the studio. I had to use my bra to carry them.
Wow, these are great. But how does that help?
It doesn't. Anyway, I came to take you back to the past, to the first time you met Bill.
Come on now, are we really going to do this?
Yes, we are. Come closer and close your eyes, Greggy.
Close my eyes? Why would I? Whoa! Are those what I think? What are you going to do with the both of those? Oh, damn it! Mermaid hit me with two scuba tanks!
That's right, Greggy. Here we are, the place where you first met Bill.
The wet spot. What a dive bar.
That bad, huh?
What?
You say it was a dive bar.
No, wait. Yeah, it was a rough place. The seediest dive bar on the wharf. Populated with every former member of Kiss and Van Halen. It's worse than Cincinnati.
Look over there. You just walked in.
God, I was such a stud.
Really? You want me to smack you with the scuba tanks again? Just watch, okay?
Wow! Here I am at the wet spot. I've always dreamt of coming here.
Hey, buddy. Mind passing down those nuts?
Sure, pal. Here you go.
Dude! I meant the ones in the dish. On the bar.
Oh, sorry. This is someplace, huh?
It's okay if you like crime scene tape in the bathroom. So what's your story, pal?
Me? My story? Well, I was training to be a professional figure skater, but there was this tragic accident with a puppet when I was qualifying for the 1980 Olympics. Now I work in corporate radio, but I'm getting ready to start my own radio show. I'm only lacking one thing, though.
Talent?
Make that two things. Also, I need a producer. Someone who is extremely gifted, but yet will work for a mere pittance of what he's truly worth.
Well, today is your lucky day.
Why? You know someone?
Me!
You?
Yes, me. I just graduated from CSB, top in my class, too. I majored in dial turning, knob dynamics, jack selection, and headphone placement.
Wait, did you say jack selection? You know, I've been having a problem lately getting my jacks in and out, but that's probably because I use those oversized ones.
Well, if you're looking for a huge jackman, I'm your guy. You know, in school, we had a special jack that had to go into another unit, but it was jammed on the master control board. We called Mother. Well, sir, let me tell you, I was the guy who got that jack off, Mother.
Let me think on it. Okay, you're hired!
Do you remember now, Greggy?
Nope, doesn't ring any bells.
Maybe this will help you, Greggy.
Whoa, 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 hey! Hey, another crazy dream, and now I've got the strangest craving for melons. Leave me alone, I'm busy!
Greg, come with me if you want to live.
Jacqueline Bisset? What are you doing here?
Well, Greg, seeing how my movie career is dead, I'm the ghost of present scuba dives. Let's take a look at the pre-show meeting you're having right now.
Dive into the Christmas spirit with Scuba Radio's live radio play, A Mermaid's Christmas Tale. Join us as three lovely Scuba Radio mermaids rescue Bing the Christmas manatee from an old fisherman and then help that crusty old salt discover the true meaning of Christmas. It's holiday radio magic for the whole family, right here on the Overboard Entertainment Network.
Oh my gosh. Does that suck like an empty scuba tank or what?
It's the promo you asked for. It's what you agreed to. It's the play I wrote.
Jeez, take a mite off, will you, Captain Crybaby?
I'm all out. Bill, do you have any?
Nope, all out here too.
Listen up, you bozos. I've spent 10 whole dollars on this Christmas radio play, and you, Captain Patrick, give me this crap. Now, I have to kill you.
But Greg, we've been running that spot all month, and it's been getting a hell of a response.
That isn't good enough. Now, if I was in charge, and I am, here's what I do. Bill, cue it up.
Ebola, global warming, Miley Cyrus, Sharknadoes, Obama, Honey Boo Boo, the Kardashians. Now, more than ever, we must remember the true meaning of scuba diving as Greg Holt presents a Greg Holt Overboard Entertainment production of what is sure to become an instant Greg Holt Christmas radio classic, Santa Shark 2014. Tune in to hear when Santa and his reindeer crash into the ocean on Christmas Eve, and Santa is forced to sacrifice his beloved reindeer to the sharks that are circling his quickly sinking sleigh in order to save Christmas. It's a horror holiday on the high seas. Don't miss Santa Shark 2014. Your children's Christmas morning may just depend on it.
Not bad, huh?
It's great, Greg.
Wonderful, sir.
It brought me to tears.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
I smell an Emmy, Tony, Oscar, and Nobel Peace Prize in your future, sir.
Perfect. Now, let's run the promo every hour on the hour. Blast it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Vine.
Excuse me, Greg.
What is it?
Look, no disrespect, but you can't run that promo. My God, you'll scare our listeners.
You mean my listeners, don't you?
Sure, okay. You'll scare your listeners.
Exactly. I want them to be scared. Scared to turn the dial, that is.
But Greg, what does Santa Shark 2014 have to do with the spirit of Christmas?
Christmas? Who cares about Christmas? Santa Shark 2014 is all about ratings, Captain. Duh.
Yeah, I get that. But you know, we don't want to actually scare the dickens out of people, right?
Scare the dickens? I don't get it. And don't do that stupid air quote thing ever again. So, Good talk, everyone. And you, Captain Ebook Bestseller Kavis Crew, available at Amazon.com for $2.99. Get started with that rewrite ASAP.
Hey, I spent 7 months writing A Mermaid's Christmas Tale. I can't write a whole new radio play in just 2 days. Look, maybe we can do Santa Shark 2014 next year. Or maybe never.
Next year? Never? That's not funny, and this isn't a game. Do you think this is a game?
No, I think Monopoly is a game.
How about chess? Chess is a good game. Love the strategy that goes into it. Were you aware that I'm still playing a game that I started back in 1982?
Ooh, how about Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Or Operation.
I love a good game of Clue.
What are you all? Get out of here and get back to work. Hello? Security? Greg Holt here. What? Greg? Holt. Holt! Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. G-R-E-G-H-O-L-T. No, you moron. That's two words, not one. Look, I want Captain Patrick removed from and locked out of the broadcastoplex. He's been terminated. And after he leaves, you can leave too, moron. You're fired!
You're one cold fish, Greg.
Actually, I'm a rock.
A rock?
Yeah, that's right. A rock lobster! The Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza continues with the final act of Scuba Scrooge Duh next. Stay close. Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Cheer up, dude. It's Christmas.
But I saw Santa in his bathing suit, trying to catch a wave, but he tried too soon. He laughed so hard that he could barely breathe, and washed up next to me. Sure, you're nice. He was soaking wet, but he cracked a smile with a present in his hand. He said, it's Christmas in the sand. Christmas in the sand. Whoa, Christmas in the sand. Whoa, Christmas.
And shake twice. For good luck. Man, I really needed that. Oof. Scuba Cowboy, is that you? What are you doing on a tiny boat in my toilet?
Hey, Greg. I'm actually trying out for the role of the Tidy Bowl Man. That whole ad campaign is making a big comeback. Like, totally retro. So I thought I could combine that and my role in this play. And maybe send this clip to my agent.
You mean you're the ghost of future scuba dives?
Yes, I am. You know, I've been waiting 3 years to get a part in one of these plays. And this is the best that Captain Patrick could do? I really hate that guy.
Yeah, well, take a number. So what are you going to show me?
Your future, Greg. It's pretty bright where we're going. You better put on some shades.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Ow, ow, ow! Come on, gang. We're off to go scuba diving in Fiji. The next stop for the 2045 cast of Scuba Radio.
This is going to be great.
I can't believe we get paid to go scuba diving.
Hey, who's that old pasty white dude sitting on that ornately carved and ridiculously expensive throne?
Oh, him? That's the boss. Started this whole thing about 50 years ago, but now he never leaves his office.
Never mind him. It's time to scuba party.
Woohoo! Come on, gang.
Yeah!
Fiji! Fiji! Fiji!
It's better when we're all wetter.
Why, that used to be me.
That's right, Greg. That's the original reason you went off on your own. So you could combine the two things you love the most and get paid for doing it.
Scotch and online porn?
No, idiot. Scuba diving and radio. But you became a victim of your own success. In your drive to build your broadcast empire, you cast aside all those who helped you along the way. When was the last time you actually got to go scuba diving, Greg?
Why, I don't remember. Is this my future, Scuba Cowboy? Can't I change it? I promise I'll change. I'll be nicer to Bill and Captain I'll be nicer to Bill. And I'll cut Drunken Santa in on the merchandise millions. And I'll get modeling gigs for Kelly. Why, I'll even let the Scuba Radio players perform the next Christmas radio play live. And not pre-recorded and overproduced. I promise. Just let me scuba dive again. Let me scuba! Come on, I want to scuba! I want to dive! I want to dive!
Let go of me! Let go of me, Greg!
Drunken Santa? Well, what happened to the Scuba Cowboy?
You shouldn't have flushed, Greg. That was just wrong.
Wait! I'm alive! Alive! Oh, it was all a dream. Here, Drunken Santa, pinch my nipples! Use those alligator clips that are wired to the car battery right there.
Why in the world did you have all this in your office?
Oh, what a wondrous feeling. Every nerve is tingling. All my senses are alive as never before. I can't explain just how amazing this is.
Actually, I can explain it, Greg. I slipped you some ecstasy. So I'm pretty sure that's what that is.
You did what? Oh, never mind, for I am floating on the wings of love and joyous rapture, wrapped in the eternal glow of 1,000 spinning galaxies, millions of twinkling lights burning bright so as to show me the way towards a ethereal plane of being I never knew existed. Why, I'm as light on my feet as a male chorus line dancer. Look at me! Look at me! Woo!
I started to think I gave you just a bit too much. Oh, by the way, you're on your own. See ya.
You there, boy. What day is it?
Kunatucha solo.
What the Sith?
Ho, ho, ho. Yakutucha yakupuno sanuki.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying.
Jaba wa nichikumba mashuni wa tonka wisa oka.
Is it just me? Does anyone understand this guy?
Excuse me, Governor, but I speak Star Wars gibberish. I believe what the young man said is that it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? Of course it is. Say there, young man, do you know the dive shop on the corner?
The one with the scuba tank as big as me in the window?
Yes, that one.
What about it?
Go there and tell that no-good dive shop owner that he owes me $25,000 for 3 months of advertising on Scuba Radio. And if I don't get my money by the end of the day today, I'm going to have two of my goons pay him a visit and break his legs. Oh, and tell him Merry Christmas from Greg the Dive Master and Scuba Radio. Bah, humbug indeed.
God bless us, everyone.
Welcome, Christmas Day.
Now, Greggy, take your hands off my melons.
Whoa. My hands are right here where they always are and stuffed deep down in my pants pockets. And I'll leave it at that. Guys, that is our Christmas crap extravaganza show for you. And once again, we apologize. Too late to say in advance, but we warned you before. Drunken Santa, great job.
Thank you. Everyone did a great job.
You did it sober. You did it in your usual character voice. I was amazing performance. Jimmy the Bubble Boy, that was the best Jacqueline Bisset I've ever seen a guy do ever.
You ain't seen nothing yet, Greg.
Yeah, okay.
Luck out.
And then, of course, Jerry the Diver Guy filling in for Captain Patrick. What a job, buddy. Hats off to you, Jerry. And thanks for the spring water. That helped, I think, myself and the rest of the cast get through today's crap extravaganza. Hats off to you, my friend.
We all need it.
Every now and then. All right, and that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downwards weather.
Same time, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.